This is
I start this one.
Okay, I got it.
And then the phone rings and you answer it.
Okay.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hello?
Hey, Jim, it's me. I know we're supposed to record today, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. I'm having some car trouble.
Oh, sorry to hear about that. What happened? Is it a flat tire or dead battery?
No, it's a little more serious than that.
Oh, I get it. Your tape player stopped working.
Yes. Yes, it did.
All right, it's July.
July.
Now.
Yeah.
Which means we're going to look back to June.
Of course.
And talk about new music we discovered in June. I did that yesterday with Lithics and Flasher.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a couple picks, Patrick, right?
I do. Mm-hmm.
It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And that's what we're going to do on today's episode, right?
That's it. It's pretty basic. Right. Yeah, I like these monthly wrap-ups we do. This is probably going to be out of character for me on this podcast, but I'm going to get a little emotional here for a minute, Jim. In addition to having our little summer vacation and you doing all your dad stuff, we actually had a recording session planned that we couldn't execute. And the reason is it was my fault. I was driving out to your house. And my car just caught on fire.
Yes.
The engine just burst into flames.
So it was about a week ago, as I recall.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm, you know,
just waiting
up early on Saturday, getting ready. And then I get this text.
Yeah. My car is on fire.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was driving out the Dulles Toll Road and I had the cruise control on. I was thinking about this the other day. I've had many incidents in my life where I have been responsible for wrecking some property at a point where I could have stopped myself, you know, at some point, maybe earlier in the day, or, you know, at some point I could have checked myself before I wrecked myself.
Yes.
But in this case, this was not the case, Jim. I was doing nothing wrong. I was driving about 59 miles an hour in 55. I had my cruise control on. I was in the middle. And the car just burst into flames, and it just stopped running. And I pulled over to the side of the road, and the firemen were great. They came out pretty fast and put it out, but it burned most of the engine to a crisp. I'm on fire! I'm on fire! I'm on fire! I'm on fire!
Didn't you say that, like, another driver had to alert you to this fact?
Yeah, that's right. So I thought I was just having some sort of engine trouble. I couldn't, you know, I just lost power after a couple minutes the check engine light came on. So I just had drifted over. I put my hazards on and I just drifted over to the right shoulder. Luckily, I wasn't too far over and there was a shoulder there. And a guy pulls up, you know, next to me. He's like, roll your window down. I roll it down. He's like, your car's on fire. He could apparently see it from underneath.
Oh, I was going to say,
And so it just spread to the engine. And so I had a guitar amplifier in the car.
Okay, you saved that.
I got that out. Yeah, I pulled it a good, you know, 150 feet back and called the fire department and they came out. So just a quick moment of silence for the Kia Rondo, folks.
Yeah.
168,000 miles. It had a hell of a run. And I will say two quick rock and roll notes about the Kia Rondo. Rest in power. It is a total loss when your engine burns up. Also, the windshield wipers burned, which was kind of cool. Both Dave Wakeling from the English Beat and Gary Lewis from the Jayhawks had ridden in that car.
That's right.
Yeah. So we got that going. It's, you know, it's not as good as Big Blue and Patrick Stickles, but those guys are pretty esteemed.
That's funny.
Musicians.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now,
There's still an unidentified CD stuck in the CD player that we could not get out. Bill Horn and you both tried to get it, but we couldn't get it.
Is there any way to salvage all the stickers on the back of the...
No, unfortunately. Yeah, we lost a lot of good stickers.
Yeah,
DJ Glove Repair. Jimmy, if you're listening, if you could...
Need another sticker?
Yeah, if you could send me another one, that would be great.
See, what you should have done... Where's the car now? Is the car
it's
gone?
It's still over at the lot, the record lot. So I could get over there, I guess, with a razor blade.
No, here's what you do.
Okay.
You actually have them take the back... Oh. It's a hatchback, right?
Yeah, that's
take
right.
The back door
that
off.
That would be so awesome.
And then, like, hang it up in your basement or something like that.
Oh, my God, that would be incredible.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. or just let it sort of slowly disintegrate in the front yard. Maybe I'd just take the whole car. Why not?
It's just, yeah. If you lived in like Austin or something like that, you could do that. That would be so cool. You could make it like an art car and just put it out in the front yard and people would,
folk art.
Would love it.
Right. I could just decorate it with more stickers.
But I don't think Northern Virginia, you can get away with that.
It's not going to fly. No, not in the Homeowners Association. No. So anyway, long story short, everybody say a few words for the Rondo. It was great. At the time, though, I was listening to Kamasi Washington's new album, Heaven and Earth, and I wanted to play a song off of Heaven and Earth. It's a really great record. He's a tenor saxophonist from L.A. He's played with a lot of people like Kendrick Lamar and a lot of jazz musicians. And, you know, this whole thing, Jim, of, you know, like jazz musicians are cool because they can do like albums and just get a bunch of guys and do a date with them and be the leader. And then they can be sidemen and they can play all kinds of different bands. There are not a lot of rock musicians that really do that, right? There's some. Think of like Jim O'Rourke has done it, people that play that. But so it's kind of a cool thing. I was going to play a song called Space Traveler's Lullaby originally, but I'm going to change and go with this song called Hub Tones, which is the third song on the record because that's what was playing at the time of the fire.
Really?
So, yeah, that was the last song that played in the Rondo. So this is for the Rondo, and also it's a cool jam. So yeah, you can hear his tenor tone. It's really warm. It's very kind of Coltrane-like and very classic sounding. And you can hear the Fela Kuti African influence in that tune too, so you can see why it appeals to me so much. There's a lot of really cool stuff going on.
Now, it says here in his bio that he went to UCLA, studied ethnomusicology, and played with Snoop Dogg.
That's right. Apparently he's appeared on a lot of hip hop albums.
Okay.
Yeah. He's on to Pimp a Butterfly on one song.
Okay.
And he's worked with a ton of people, including like
very cool
Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter and like straight up old school jazz guys. The record's called Heaven and Earth. One side is apparently about the outward world, Earth, and then the heaven side is an inward world. Now, apparently on the vinyl, there's two. It's a double album, so there's a gatefold. Inside the middle, apparently, there's a third disc called The Choice that has 40 more minutes of music that's tucked inside, and you have to actually tear it open, and there's no... He didn't tell anybody about it, but people have started...
No reference to this at all.
No.
It's just a discovery.
And it's called The Choice, and apparently the theme is it's about him... what parts he lives in between those two worlds of heaven and earth. So it's pretty high concept, but all the music is great. Now, apparently intern Sam has ordered this, if our text message thread is to be believed. So we will see.
All right.
We'll report back to you later, folks. But there it is. Yeah.
That's cool.
Kamasi Washington, Hub Tones.
I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of anyone doing that
disc
either.
Yeah.
Actual vinyl.
Yeah.
So it's apparently like a Yes album. Like it's got three, when you fold it open, you know, it's like the three folds.
Yeah.
So,
wow. Okay.
Yeah. Amazing. Now, the other thing I want to play is a musician I've talked about before on this show. Her name is Marissa Anderson. She's a solo guitarist. I know we discussed her on the old show a couple of times, but I really like her music. She plays solo electric guitar most of the time and makes a lot of use of echo and space and, she's very, ethereal in many ways, kind of spooky, very mood music. This album is called Cloud Corner. Mm-hmm. She's influenced by American primitive guitarists and also some African players as well. I just really love her music and just love to listen to all of it whenever she puts out a new one. So this is great. She's been playing guitar for 35 years or so, and she's supposed to be appearing in July in D.C. at the Songbird. So I would love to go see her. Never seen her play before. Yeah, so we'll have to see if we can work that out. But I'd love to play the title track of the new album, Cloud Corner. This album came out on Thrill Jockey, and I love it. Yeah, you can hear there the way the notes begin to kind of build on each other and create kind of a space of their own.
It's very rich.
Yeah, it really is.
There's a lot going on in there. It's hard to even sort of pick it apart, right?
It's very dense. It's beautiful. Yeah. I love what Thrill Jockey has on their sort of like little press release for the album. It says, Cloud Corner is a resplendent, diverse sound sanctuary that mirrors the horizon it looks towards. I like that. It's kind of highfalutin, but beautiful. Yeah, I'd love to go see how she produces this stuff in concert, playing by herself. I would imagine there's some sampling and like overlays that might take place. So
very cool.
That's one of the more sprightly tunes on the record. A lot of it is slower, but I think everyone will dig it if you like that.
Nice. Now, you know, on Spotify, you have this feature off when you're looking on your computer, it's like off to the right, it's called friend activity.
Yeah.
And you can see like what people are listening to at that moment or recently listened to or things like that.
I'm obsessed with that. Yeah.
Well, as we're recording this right now, Tug Baker is listening to Kamasi Washington.
No way. Yes. That's something else.
Yes.
Tug.
Space Traveler's Lullaby. Man. He's listening to that right now.
A seal of approval right there.
Yeah.
There you go. So you got it from me and Tug. Beautiful.
All right. Very cool.
Yeah. So there we go.
That's June for you, and now we got to get cracking on July.
Yeah, we got to start listening to a lot of stuff.
New stuff
on
July. Mm-hmm. All right, very good. So we'll close out with a cover that I discovered.
Okay.
A new cover of an old song.
Love it.
I think you're really going to like this one a lot. Before we do that, let's just say, people can tell us what new music they have discovered.
Yes.
It doesn't just have to be June. It can be earlier than that if you like, but anything that you've been listening to you really dig, you can... call
612-440-1984
or email rock@suburbspod.com or hit us up on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
All those at suburbspod. Yep. And we have Matt Windler, who collects all this stuff for
correspondence
us now.
Helper. He's great. Man.
And he compiles it for us and gives us a weekly report.
So good.
Of
so easy.
Of feedback. So that's who that'll go through and get to us.
That's right.
Thank you, Matt. Now, let's see. The cover that we're going to do before you'll like this. It is by Nick Lowe.
Oh, nice.
Nick Lowe has some new music coming out or something, but he put out this cover song. Let's see. It's just, it's part of an EP that he just released. The EP is called Tokyo Bay. It's a 4-song EP, it looks like. And there's a cover here of a song called Heartbreaker, which is not the... Led Zeppelin song.
Oh.
It is not the Pat Benatar song. It is not neither of those two.
Darn it.
It is a song you may recall, I believe it's from the early 80s.
Okay.
Recorded by Dionne Warwick. Written by the Bee Gees.
Really?
Yes.
Written by the Bee Gees, performed by Dionne Warwick.
And now
Nick Lowe.
Covered by Nick Lowe.
Okay.
So there you go.
I love it.
All right. So listen again tomorrow because you're listening.
Every day.
And it's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll leave you with this little gem.
I have to say it, and it's hard for me. You've got me crying like I thought I'd never be. Love is believing, but you let me down. How can I love you when you're not around? Get to the morning and you never call. Love should be everything or not at all. But it don't matter, whatever you do, I made a life out of loving you. Only to find any dream that I follow is dying. I'm crying in the rain. I should be searching my world for a love everlasting and feeling no pain. When will we meet again? Why do you have to be a heartbreaker? Is this the lesson that I never knew? Gotta get out of the spell that I'm under. My love for you. Why do you have to be a heartbreaker when I was being what you want me to be? Suddenly everything I ever wanted has passed me by. This world will end.
Like a big whopper.